Good morning, it's 7:37. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us, our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Ian. Thanks again for all you're doing.
My pleasure to be back. We read this weekend about a Tappan Zee Bridge toll hike, possibly to $15. Your thoughts?
That's a lot of money. I mean, you know, people are used to things going up dramatically. But it's a lot of money, and it's hard to believe that the people in the Hudson Valley aren't going to really get angry about that. But on the other hand, they don't want to end up in the middle of the Hudson River, and that bridge is in terrible, terrible shape. So I think that the politicians are going to have a very tough road to go here. If they have to build the bridge, the question is, where is the money going to come from? And Fred LeBrun in the Times Union talks about fuzzy math. It's one thing to be the federal government and be able to print money whenever you want to, but the state has to have a balanced budget. And the governor knows it, and the legislature knows it. And this is the kind of time when politicians also have to be statesmen. In other words, they have to do what's right policy-wise as opposed to just pleasing people for votes. So it's going to be a tough one, but that's a lot of money for any driver going into New York.
Let's go now to Vermont, where the senior U.S. Senator Pat Leahy indicated this weekend that he thought Mayor Bloomberg's anti-gun advertisement spending had actually hurt the cause for some type of gun reform.
Well, as you know, Ian, I'm a tremendous believer that Mayor Bloomberg does what he thinks is right, whether it's sodas killing people because of obesity or guns, which are certainly killing people. He did what nobody else has really done. He took the lead. He's spending the money, and he is making it clear that guns are insidious. Well, what's happened, of course, is that now there's a group of people, now apparently Senator Leahy is paying lip service to it, and I think Leahy's a good man, but he's wrong in this case, because the fact is, when he says that the people on the gun side will not make compromises because of Bloomberg, he's wrong. Where has there been evidence that they're willing to make compromises? They're not. Compromise is compromise. If you want to make it, you make it, but you don't always blame the fact that there's somebody on the other side.
Chicago tonight, maybe the most attention ever paid to a team 4.5 games out of a playoff spot. Alex Rodriguez is set to return on the same day his suspension is expected to be announced.
Well, Rodriguez is probably pretty happy that he gets a suspension that has a definitive end and he's not out of baseball forever. This is not an easy thing for him to take, obviously. Apparently, there's about $100 million at stake here, and he wants some of it. But on the other hand, he did wrong. He knows he did wrong and is lucky that he has anything left at all.
Our political observer, Dr. Alan Chartok. Alan, thanks as always, and we'll catch up with you at 9 o'clock.
Yes, you will.